ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Chapter 18, Conclusion, The Perfection of Renunciation. Renunciation is the sixth opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aishvarasya samagrasya viryasya yasha surya jnana vairagyos chaiva shanam bhaga itingana. So vairagya, renunciation. Here in chapter 18, the topics were tyag and sannyas. So this is the perfection of renunciation. And there is impersonal renunciation and personal renunciation. Mayavadis, impersonalists, they renounce this material world, but they fail to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, when the demigods invisibly appeared to Devaki while she was carrying Krishna in her womb, the demigods prayed that those who are impersonalists, because they fail to take shelter of your lotus feet, O Lord, then Aruya Kshetrena Patanti, they must fall down from their imagined state of so-called liberation. That's what the demigods, headed by Brahma and Shiva, said. Patanti Adha, they again fall down. Why? Having neglected to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. But the devotee, right from the beginning, takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. From the very beginning, the devotee takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, first of all, by accepting a bona fide spiritual master. As soon as one accepts a bona fide spiritual master, coming in disciplic succession, one has successfully taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Then, as the devotee progresses, he or she proceeds. Another way the devotee takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is by seriously hearing and studying cantos 1 and 2 of Srimad Bhagavatam. By taking shelter of those two cantos, you are taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And the meditation proceeds from the ankles, the calves, the thighs, up to the lotus face, which is Dashama Skanda, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the smiling face of Krishna. And therefore the name Mukunda, everybody say, which has two meanings. First of all, Krishna is that person who gives factual liberation. Remember, the impersonalist Mayavadis, they patanti adha, have to fall down. Why? Because they didn't take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the demigod said. But Krishna is Mukunda. He's the one that gives you feasible, eternal mukti or moksha. As we learned in the previous class, Savadaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Twang Sarva Moksha Yishyami, I give. That Moksha Yishyami is in the first person conjugation. Krishna says, I give liberation. And therefore his name is Mukunda. But the esoteric meaning of the name Mukunda, Mukunda, there is a flower, the Kunda flower, and it looks like it's smiling. Therefore, Krishna's lotus face is always smiling like the lotus flower. This we learn in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by the grace of Srila Prabhupada's purports. Mukunda, everybody say. So we left off on text number 74. If you're ready to proceed, say Mukunda. Sanjaya uvacha ityaham vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmanah sangvadam imam ashrosham adbhuta roma harshanam. Sanjaya uvacha. Sanjaya said, iti, thus, aham, I, Vasudevasya, of Krishna. So this name of Krishna, Vasudeva, everybody say? Vasudeva means all-pervading and also localized in the heart of every living being, because souls are everywhere. And wherever there is a soul, there is Param Atma. So he's all pervasive and localized. Parthasya. And Arjuna. Cha. Also. Mahatmanaha. Of the great soul. Sangvadam. Discussion. Imam. This. Ashrausham. Have heard. Adbhutam, wonderful. Romaharshanam, making the hair stand on end. So that Romaharshanam is one of the Ashtasattvaka Vikar, eight transcendental bodily symptoms of spiritual ecstasy. As Lord Chaitanya says in his Shikshastakam prayer, Nayanam Galadasu Dharanam Vadanam Gadgada Pulakar Nichitang Vapukada Tavanama Grahane. But he's hankering, but not material hankering. Because in this chapter, we learned the Brahma Bhuta, self realized soul, has no hankering or lamenting, no hankering or lamenting for material things. The gopis were hankering for Krishna's lotus feet. They wanted to place them on their breast. The gopis are always hankering to serve Krishna. And even Lord Chaitanya in the earlier prayer, Bhavatad Bhakti Ahoituki Twayi, he's hankering for pure devotional service. So when it says that nasochati nakankshati, that's on the material platform. The example to demonstrate this, when Madhavendra Puri was on his deathbed, he was experiencing great transcendental separation from Krishna, but his foolish disciple, his name was Ramachandra Puri, who was actually turned out to be a Mayavadi. He said to his guru, can you imagine? On his guru's deathbed, this nonsense disciple said, Guru Dev, why are you lamenting? You should be thinking of Brahman. And he quoted that verse from Bhagavad Gita, Nasochati, idiot, complete fool, thinking that his spiritual master was on the material platform because he was hankering, I could not achieve Krishna. So Madhavendra Puri cursed his disciple. Go away, I don't, if I die seeing your face, I'll not achieve my goal of life. Go away. But he had another disciple, Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri was so meek and humble for his spiritual master, because in the end, Madhavendrapuri became invalid. He couldn't even take care of his own bodily functions. So Ishwarapuri was cleaning the stool and urine of his Gurudev. And he didn't say nonsense things to his spiritual master. Oh, you should not be lamenting. You should be thinking of Brahman. And therefore, he was blessed by his spiritual master. And that blessing was that he acts as the guru for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What a service. He gets to be the spirit. And not only that, gets to chastise Lord Chaitanya. Because that's what guru does. Guru does not pat you on the head, oh, you're so nice. Guru chastises. Parents chastise the children. Why? Because they're like Donald Trump? No, they chastise their children, their dependents, to make them better. The same, it goes on right now. I have my sponsor, Lavin Lakshman Magnani. So for health reasons, he has a physical trainer. And the physical trainer is very heavy with him. Hey, do your exercise. And he chastises him. But Lakshman Lavin understands he's doing this to make me better. And he has told me, my physical trainer is very harsh with me. So sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes the parents have to be strict, like Yashoda. Yashoda had to chastise Krishna because she didn't want him to grow up to be nonsense. So sometimes there has to be harsh, strict. Notice what Yashoda did. She threw the stick away. Let's put it this way. The punishment should fit the crime, which was what Yashoda reasoned. She said, "This using the stick is too much, and it'll cause a psychological damage to the child." So that's the parent's responsibility. How much punishment? Because if you're too harsh, then they'll go away. So it's not easy. Unfortunately, there's no textbook how to be a parent. When you get a computer, there's an instruction manual. But parent, there is, you got to figure it out. You learn as you go. So Roma Harshan, making the hair stand on end. And then this other word, Maha Atmana, great soul. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamaraj, when his assistants had failed to capture Ajamila, they went back to him and they said, "Wait a second, we thought you were the supreme, but these four people came and they said that they were messengers of Narayan. What is the story here? What's going on here?" Yamaraj was very happy that his servants even said the name Narayan. He goes, "Ah." Oh. So then he explained to them, "Above me is this Narayan. You thought that I was supreme, but now you know, and I'm confirming, above me, Narayan." And then he said, "Most of the rishis and the sages, they do not understand dharma. They're confused. And therefore he gave the definitions right there in sixth canto. Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat. What is dharma? What God says. That's dharma. That's why this book is the best book of dharma, because the very title is telling you God is speaking. So Yamaraj, the judge, he says religion is what God says. Narayan, Krishna, or his representative. Then Yamaraj said, there are 12 authorities, and they're called Mahajans. So let's see if we can name them. So Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Vyas, Shukadev, Bali, Prahlad, Four Kumars, Janaka, Yamaraj, Bhishma. We need one more. Didn't we say Shukadev? Huh? I thought we said. I think we're missing. Huh? No, not Dhruv. Oh, Kapila. Kapil. So we got the 12 Mahajans. Very good. So these 12 personalities, they know what is religion. And if you go through Bhagavatam, these personalities are the ones that speak. Brahma is speaking throughout this Bhagavatam. And he's there in the 10th canto with his beautiful prayers. Shukadev, he's narrating. Then you have Lord Shiva. There is the Shiva Gita in the 4th canto. The Shiva Gita. All right? Kapil Dev has many chapters in 3rd canto. Bali is there in the 8th. Then you have the Four Kumaras. They are instructing Prithu Maharaj in 4th canto. Then there is Bhishma in 1st canto on his deathbed. Yamaraj in that 6th canto is speaking. Narada Muni, he comes in and out. He's in the 1st canto. He's in the 4th canto. He's in the 6th canto. There's so much Narada Uvacha in Bhagavatam, which makes sense because Narada is Bhakti Shakti avatar. He's an avatar, empowered incarnation to teach bhakti. Shall we go to the translation? Please repeat. Sanjaya said, thus have I heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna. And so wonderful is that message, is that my hair is standing on end. But some people, not you, but some people, when they listen to Bhagavad Gita, they don't find it hair standing on end. No, these kinds of hair. No, these. The hairs on the body. Not, no, that's.
No, it is for when they hear it at that moment.
These hairs, bodily hairs. Bodily hairs. All right, let's go to the purport. Are we ready? In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Dhritarashtra inquired from his secretary Sanjaya what happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The entire study was related to the heart of Sanjaya by the grace of his spiritual master, Vyasa. He thus explained the theme on the battlefield. Now, I remember reading in the Mahabharata how there's this one time when Dhritarashtra is questioning Sanjaya, and Vyasadeva is also there, and before Sanjaya speaks. He gets permission from his guru, Gurudev. May I speak? And Vyasadeva says, yes, speak. And Sanjaya answers questions of Dhritarashtra. One of the conversations, or one of the questions, at one time, Dhritarashtra said to Sanjaya, how come you accept Krishna as God and I don't? And then Sanjaya explained to him, first of all, you don't have saintly association. Who is he associating with? Duryodhan, yeah, all of his nonsense, corrupt Shakuni, and he's not taking shelter of, who should he have taken shelter of? Vidura, yes. If he had only listened to Vidura right from the start, because Vidura said, when Duryodhan was born, abandon this child. Abandon him now, because Vidura knew this child will be the cause of the destruction of our whole dynasty. Vidura knew, but Dhritarashtra could not accept. So Sanjaya was saying, you don't accept saintly association. You're not practicing austerities. You're living opulent life as a king, enjoying your senses. But if you want to understand God, sense control, mind control, not lavish lifestyle, eating, 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 eating. What did they do on Thursday, these Americans, huh? They ate till they exploded and drank liquor. No sense control, no austerity. So you cannot understand God. Continue. The conversation was wonderful because such an important conversation between two great souls had never taken place before and would not take place again. Context. Context. In other words, in terms of the personalities there at this time on the battlefield, not forever and ever, but context. It was wonderful because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was speaking about himself and his energies to the living entity Arjuna, a great devotee of the Lord. If we follow in the footsteps of Arjuna to understand Krishna, then our life will be happy and successful. Sanjaya realized this, and as he began to understand it, he related the conversation to Dhritarashtra. Now it is concluded that wherever there is Krishna in Arjuna, there is victory. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.